Now we're going to look at some of the things that are trending. What's popular
we
at the
are,
moment?
Yeah, we're just going to talk about some things that are just trending in the industry. And the big thing is hotel key cards.
Okay.
You know me, I'm always on about things that are changing and new things. And I'm afraid to say that the hotel key card is becoming a little bit of a thing of the past now.
Right.
You're able now to sort of check in, order drinks, access your room, pay for your in-room accounts, order room service, all from a smartphone. So Starwood Hotels have already started to use this technology. Hilton are about to also launch it. And I would suggest that this will be something that will kind of have a bit of a theme, that once sort of one or two start to do this, quite a few will. And they're talking about virtually from your smartphone, you being be able to do everything within the hotel. And I did see, and I don't know how far-fetched this is, and it did look fantastic when I looked at it, but there's a hotel out in Japan that's actually now run by robots, and this is the same thing where everything is done through your smartphone. So you instruct through the smartphone and the robots check you in, blah 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 blah. So that was quite interesting when I was looking at all of that. And the other thing that's kind of gone a little bit out of vogue again at the moment is the bathtub, believe it or not. It's gone out of favour. Customers are now wanting these big walk-in showers. The bathtub is losing its space really in the bathroom now to these walk-in showers, and many of the new hotels are building sort of double shower cubicles. They're becoming very, very popular, and the bathtub is kind of on its way out, I'm sad to say. So quite a lot of new hotels now are actually building their properties without bathtubs at all.
So
in the industry, I very, very rarely now get asked for that. I'm always being asked for, is it a walk-in shower? Is it a shower cubicle?
Yeah, they've got these huge, these shower heads just seem to get bigger
Massive.
And bigger. And then you've got the ones that go around the side as well.
Yeah.
And it's just unbelievable. But no, I think some people, they do like a bath, don't they? So
yeah.
Are we going to have a situation where in future people are saying, does the hotel have a bath?
It could well come full circle, yeah, it could well do. But at the moment, the bathtub's out and the shower cubicle is in.
Throwing out the bathtub with the water.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the big thing. And the other buzzword at the moment is multi-generational trips, which is quite hard to say, and I'm glad I got it out in one go. And this is a new buzzword that they're using, and this is all about forgetting about single travellers, forgetting about couples. This is people taking the whole family with them abroad. So this is parents, grandparents, siblings going on a big adventure together. It often involves sort of learning as well. So a lot of these include sort of nature, maybe going on safaris, that kind of thing. But it's a real big buzzword, and I've noticed in a lot of the press clippings and releases I've been reading in the last few weeks, this multi-generational trips keeps coming further and further up there. And I noticed it was trending online as well, so I think that's a big one. And I've noticed myself, you know, a lot of big families where they've thought, you know what, we're all going to go away this year, why not, let's have a big wham bam holiday, and why not. So that's the big thing. And another big thing that's being bandied about is sky nannies. So this is airlines looking at having onboard babysitters now on board the flights. Right. And these are going to assist with entertaining the little ones, possibly assisting with feeding little ones, things like that. I'm kind of guessing it's probably going to be in the better class of ticket, and probably not just on every flight. But, you know, probably a good idea. And, you know, some of these larger aircraft that have got the walk-up bars upstairs, you know, customers could probably go and have a drink at the bar and maybe leave the little one with somebody to look after them. So that's a big thing that's happening at the moment. And the other thing is we've talked about technology a lot while I've been here, and we've talked about the fact that customers are asking for Wi-Fi, and that's being asked for all the time. But we've also got a trend of customers that are going the other way, and they're doing what they call a digital detox now. So these are customers that really want to unplug. So they want to just go away, switch off, unplug everything. And actually, the lack of Wi-Fi in some hotels now, for some executives, is becoming a blessing, because it means that their work can't contact them by email, they might not have phone reception, and there's a rising trend of people wanting to just go away for that 1 week holiday or 2 weeks and just totally switch off. So yeah, that's a big trend. The staycations, as we know, always popular, been very popular this year. In particular, people are looking to get back to nature. People, I think jobs are just so stressful now that when people have this downtime, they really do want to have downtime and kind of get away from it. And the big ones are these cabins, log cabins with hot tubs, still incredibly popular. And I think probably with the market being a bit of a challenge over the summer, that's probably driven some of that. But that's coming up again on all of the feeds. And hotel restaurants are changing. This is another new concept. So years ago, sort of the chef was the chef and he did that job for years and years.
Yeah.
Now they're actually switching chefs. So some hotels will get four different chefs in, including celebrity chefs, in a year.
Okay.
And we've got customers and guests that are actually following that acclaimed chef. So maybe they're at a hotel in London for 4 months, so the customers will then go there. Maybe then they go out to Singapore for a few months, so the customers will follow them. And these chefs are getting a real following of customers that will follow them to whichever hotel they then go to. And it's becoming a real sort of trend that the, you know, before it was all about consistency, get the chef in and it was the same year on year.
Yeah.
Now it's all about get somebody in for 4 months and then let's switch it, let's change it and have something different.
Yeah.
And obviously each chef brings with them a new menu, a new vibe. So that's really popular. And the other thing that's coming up really popular is everybody loves a concept. So this is about hotels that are a whole concept, and there's one actually in Tokyo which is called the Bookshelf Hotel. I don't know whether any of the listeners have looked at this, and this is a book and bed venture, and basically you actually sleep along the bookshelves. It sounds wacky, I know, but you're in a 17,000 strong library. It's got all the ladders and all the things you would expect in an old-fashioned library. Forget the fluffy pillows and the duvets, because it is minimalist. But basically, they're talking about the best way to sort of drop off to sleep is reading a book. And they're actually embracing this as a concept. So you actually go along to this library late at night, read a book, hopefully nod off on the bookshelf, and kind of that's the concept of it.
Yeah. That's amazing. I mean, was it Japan that came up with these sort of pods, these cylindrical pods that have got nothing but a bed in them, and it's making the most of the space and that sort of thing. And a lot of people, that's all they need. But yeah, to do it in a library is that's really intriguing, isn't it?
It is. It is something new. And the other thing that's coming big now is nightclubs, because nightclubs have kind of, in some areas, gone a bit out of fashion now. And the beauty with a nightclub is they're usually centrally located in a city, and they're usually quite big. There's a lot of floor space. And a lot of nightclubs and jazz clubs, former jazz clubs, things like that, are now actually becoming boutique hotels.
Nice.
So you've kind of had your ravers in there in the past. That's kind of gone a bit out of vogue now. And property developers are buying these nightclubs up in their droves and are actually making them into, they've almost kind of lost the glamour, and they're now bringing the glamour back in there.
Right.
And they're changing into very high-end hotels. So Paris in particular is one that they're buying up these nightclubs. London is another one. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that happening as these sort of buildings, you know, they haven't become derelict, but they're just changing in terms of what they've been used for. So they were used for all night raves or whatever else before, but they're now becoming popular to go as a boutique hotel. So again, that's something else that's coming more and more to the forefront.